Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
An Erios production.
Would I kill my own baby to save a village?
Would I go back in time and kill Hitler?
Would I take the promotion at work with strings attached?
Would I eat muffins for the rest of my life if it meant I didn't have to go to school?
Would I have Satan's child?
The big ones!
Okay, Emerald.
Maria Blasucci.
And I'm Amanda Love.
And this is The Big Ones. Each week, we discuss new... I had this down last week.
Maria never memorized.
You're so
intro.
Close, I can
each,
tell.
Okay.
This is good because Kate needs to hear this too, exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah. Each week,
okay,
we discuss a new ethical question ranging from historical dilemmas to relationship problems to brain-busting moral questions.
The discussions can be complicated to have, but they're always fun to discuss because they force you.
They force you to look opening. Kate's thinking it's part of the conversation. Yeah,
Kate's
they
like,
do.
Like, why are they talking so weird to me right now?
Yeah.
I think you can use that.
But they're always fun to discuss because they force you to look deep, deep, deep within inside yourself. Well, you like what you see, Kate Verland. I just love that involvement in the opening. Active listening. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, you know, they never teach you. You go to your first podcast and they don't teach you. You hush, hush till they intro you.
I know.
What would make a person go, uh-huh?
They never tell you on podcasts if you're allowed to talk before you're introduced.
They never tell you. You just learn. It's like it's like so much in life. You go, no one teaches you.
There's a lot of these. Am I allowed to talk? Yeah.
Yeah.
But Kate, you've certainly done podcasts.
Oh, certainly. I've done the routes. The routes.
The bike routes.
Speaking of which, I saw a Google map camera driver on my way here.
Uh-oh.
They were, I'll keep my eye out for my...
Well, I got lost. This happens to me. Chronically, I get the address, I type it in, and then I'm usually standing about three houses down.
Which you were. I had to come out and wave to you, and the man gardening next door turned off his leaf blower because he thought I was screaming for my
stop,
life.
Stop!
That's what he thought
like
I was
you had
doing.
Lost, dropped some money, and it was all getting
That's
blown away.
That's what he
away.
Thought. Like, he looked at me like, what? Because I was going, Kate! Yeah. Anyway, welcome to The Big Ones, Kate.
Thank you for having me.
If you guys don't know Kate Berlant, then you're idiots. But you can see her on 555 on Vimeo.
Oh, thank you.
She has a stage show called Communicate.
Thank you. Yes.
You're on the show Ghosted now.
I am. You guys.
Newsflash. Wow. News alert.
So welcome.
Thank you so much. Welcome.
No,
thank you for having us. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So everyone is welcome.
We like to start off the show by just seeing if our guest has any little moral quandary, a little question they have, you know. Big or small, large or little.
Totally. There are so many. Well, I guess one, I have a few.
Okay.
One thing which I've discussed, I've done this, I've talked about this in my stand up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So forgive me, but I am, I used to be a kleptomaniac.
Did you really?
Yeah. Wow. And I realized I really I did, because it was a compulsion. Like, I was compulsively
You were that
stealing.
Girl.
Yeah.
When did this start?
When it didn't end.
That it started, well, when I was, like, young, like, in middle school, okay. I would take people's, what I would do, but it'd be a friend. So, like, like Maria, I would right now, when you're not looking, I'd grab your phone and I'd watch you look for it.
Oh, well, that's
I'd be like,
fun.
Here it is. So that, but that's kind of also, I wouldn't let it go on for too long. It was, like, a momentary, kind of like a prank, right?
Yeah.
But then it escalated.
Oh, no.
And so what I would do, I just remember, like, okay, so I used to steal from Sephora. I stopped because I got scared.
That's grand theft.
Yeah.
Those are expensive products.
Oh, yeah. I one day hit, like, three stores. Like, I got
I got the itch.
And I probably stole, like, $800 worth of
cosmetics. Like, what kind of stuff were you stealing? Like, lipsticks, just
Dior foundation.
Samples
powder.
Or just...
Oh, no, honey.
She was. You were going in the drawers?
Amanda's face. I would go in the drawers.
You'd go in the drawers.
Here's what I would do. So I'd be like, ooh, I like this $75 Dior foundation. I would take a fresh one.
Uh-huh.
I would unpackage it. People weren't looking. And I would put the bottle itself in my bag.
So that they can't prove it.
Yeah.
Unless there's cameras.
Which there are.
Or someone saw you.
Right. So it was high risk. I think about it now and like I'm like, I can't believe I wasn't caught. So I went into it though with a moralistic, I felt emboldened. I felt that makeup was, you know, a system of patriarchy. It was something that was so unfair. Women have to spend so much money on makeup and these products. And so I was like, this is an expense that is unfair, that is cruel, and I'm not going to, and I'm going to steal it.
But I still need it.
But I still need it, and I want it.
And I'm going to, and I'm getting the good stuff. I'm getting the good stuff.
And I'm stealing. And I will say, and I also, I would never steal from like a
mom
independent,
and pop
of
shop.
Course, never. But Sephora, it's like, they can handle it, okay?
Wow.
Yes. It's not like there's commission.
And this was like in high school that you were doing this?
Oh, honey, I would love to say it was. But
it
this
was last week.
I was like 26, 27. No. I was like 25.
Okay,
I'm 42 next fall. So,
and you are you the type of person who's like not scared of authority?
Well, here's what's funny: the opposite. I am scared of authority.
Oh my god!
Newsflash! Here's the thing,
Amanda. Look at me. I'm scared of authority. Okay.
Holy moly! I can't.
No, I'm so obedient. Like I get scared. Like I remember, but then sometimes, but I test those boundaries. Like this is making me remember. Like I was in a train station and I had weed in my purse. Like I just like saw some cops. I was like, oh god, and so I had weed in my bag and I was like, I'm gonna approach the cop, and I'm gonna ask him a question. Because no right person, no person that was.
Oh
so
my
here's what's
God.
Funny. So I wanted to say to him, "Do you know where I can catch a cab?" But I approached him and I got nervous and I said, "Do you know where I can catch a cop?"
Sounds like a pickup line.
I know. I was like, "Excuse me, officer. Do you know where I can catch a cop?" Oh God, there's weed in my bag, y'all. I was like completely panicked. And so, needless to say, everything was fine.
So what, did he laugh at that? Did he find that funny?
No, he kind of just looked at me like, okay, lady, like, I think I seemed off.
And, oh my God.
But yeah, so the stealing from Sephora thing, it's like truly a rush. And I did it. And so one like technique and this also just goes with being like a white lady, like at a store that like people just like aren't, like, they're just like, let her do what she wants.
Yeah.
And so like I would talk to someone about a product that worked there. I'd be like, yeah, Mouse, what about this? And so as she's explaining to me the product, I slip it into my pocket.
No.
Wow.
Because no one's going to just, you know.
So
but
bold.
Then did she go, where did it
I
go?
Know. No. I'm not like, what's this? She's over here and I've got the
okay. Going, what's this? And then putting it in, she goes, and I don't know where I went.
No, you have one product in the right hand that you're asking her about, and in the left hand you're pocketing the goods.
Oh my
a modern magician.
God.
So I stopped because I also realized, I was like, if I get caught, that will be horrifying.
Seriously.
And like the shame.
Did you ever kind of go through what it would be like to get caught in your mind and the lie you would try to tell to justify
it? Here's what I still steal. So, okay. So sometimes, like, I'll get a little kick. Like, I travel out with John Early, my comedy partner.
Which was on the last episode.
I know, I know. And so when you're at the Hudson News, right? Mm-hmm. So you buy your $850 Orbitz gum or whatever. So what I'll do is I'll place my $5 Fiji on my Amanda's looking at me with this.
No, I'm like,
she's okay. Horrified.
No, I am so impressed. I love hearing
so
this.
What I'll do. Will they come for me? Okay, so what I'll do is
they won't, because this is all fake.
So, well, hello, we're under the umbrella of satire. Okay, by the way, this is made up. So, so everything is above the counter. So above the camera, you've got your the counter, you've got your New Yorker, you've got your gun. So what you do is you place the Fiji on top of your rolly bag and you just wheel on out with it.
Mm.
And now, do you understand?
No.
Picture your wheelie. And you're dragging
the wheelie. Airport.
No, I'm at the airport.
Okay, you're at the airport.
Where did you think
I was? At first, I was out on the street at like a New York newsstand.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh.
But then I figured it out.
No, I'm at the airport.
Hudson News. Yeah, you're at the airport. And so you're dragging your suitcase, and the suitcase, the top of it is a shelf onto which people place their bags, right? Whatever.
Yeah.
You keep the area clean. You place the water onto the top of the carry-on.
Okay.
And then you wheel it out with the Fiji on top.
So, but they don't see the Fiji on top of the...
No.
Why?
Just 9/10/10. It's never happened.
And you can always do this. Oh, my God.
Exactly. If I'm like, I dare you. And if they go, oh, ma'am, did you pay for that? You go, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so distracted with travel.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've also done something where I'd be on your phone in the place, right? Mm-hmm. You take the $5 Fiji and then you just wander out while on the phone. Well, where are you? Oh. And then you look for an imaginary person.
This is the most horrifying sound, though, that you could hear is, ma'am. Like, then if you hear that sound.
But then you go, yeah? And she goes, and you go, oh, I'm mortified. I'm so sorry. I'm looking for my friend.
Yeah.
I need to know how many people are doing this stuff.
No
Maria,
one.
Do you steal?
I've never stolen. But I should, because I get it. When, like, I'm...
Big companies,
all
babe.
All big corporations I'm all for, you know, just... It's not like if I was making a lot of money, no, I'd go like, okay, I'll contribute now. But I mean, for God's sake.
I pay taxes. Sake,
yeah.
I'm being robbed.
I should be getting this Dior foundation.
It does seem so easy to steal from Sephora. But here's the thing. Thought has crossed my mind.
But this is what also scared me. This is years ago. My friend sent me an article that was like Giuliani's daughter getting arrested at Sephora because she was stealing. And I was like, If I got arrested for stealing makeup, mm-hmm. like that would be...
That's horrible.
Like that would just be horrifying. And it's so... And I really do fear authority. I really am scared of like getting in trouble. But I also have such contempt for authority. So that's why I
say that. Yeah, I have such contempt for authority that I will lie through my teeth so that they think they're stupid.
Oh, but you did this to that cop who pulled you over for cell phone.
Yes.
Oh, wait, what happened?
So I was talking on my cell phone. This is maybe like five, 6 years ago.
Hand up at the
hand
air.
Up.
Classic. Yeah.
Hand up. It was the law had kind of just been passed. Okay. So it wasn't a new thing. I'm on my phone or whatever. I hear the siren. I'm on the freeway and I'm like,
uh-oh, you're on the freeway.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on the freeway. And I'm like, okay, great. Well, I'm not paying a $200-whatever ticket.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous. So I open up my middle console.
Yeah.
I put my phone in there and I close it because they can't search my car.
Ooh.
And
oh, my God.
I put my hand up like this and he walks up and I go,
no.
Yeah? And
no,
he,
oh, my God.
That's amazing.
It's horrible.
And amazing. He goes, I go, what's the matter, officer? And he goes, are you on your phone? And I go, I don't have my phone. And he goes, you were like this. And I went, I was going like this. Like, I have
Who
my
drives like this.
I hand like on the, like, basically what I have is my elbow on the window sill thing and my head resting against it. And then one hand, my other hand would be on the wheel.
Yeah. And you had your hand like that when he came up to me.
Well, I believe so. I believe so.
Is anything wrong?
Yeah. And then he was like, he looked at me and I went, he went, so if he said, so if I searched your car right now, I wouldn't find a phone. And I went, no, you wouldn't. And he went, okay. And he walked away. Oh. And I was so proud of myself. But then I thought about it and I went, oh my God. that's crazy that you did that. But I was so, no, you're not going to get me to pay.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do what you need me to do. And I'm going to get through this system in some way.
Just a little sidebar. It's reminding me, do you know Randy Lidke, the comedian? He's mm-hmm. really funny, but he did this thing where he baked cookies that look like iPhones. And so he would have, it's genius. And so he had like iPhone cookies and he would drive around with it up to his ear, but it's a cookie.
Oh my God.
Would the cops ever pull him over?
Well, he did this thing where it seemed really real. Well, he was tweeting himself doing it and then he tweeted like getting pulled over and like showing them this cookie, but I guess it wasn't real, but it seemed very real. But I just love that idea.
But now that's they say so it's good. Hands-free driving, so I bet even that could get
even if it's a cookie.
Oh, yeah. Seriously. Yeah. You're not supposed to eat either. Yeah. Or put makeup on while you drive.
Really?
Wow.
The only place I've ever stolen from consistently was Subway when I would take free chips after I got my chicken breast sub.
Yeah. Are you sure you weren't paying for the meal and then taking the chips and that's why you kept getting away
with
it? No,
I would take extra chips.
Whoa.
Oh, I see. You grab a bag for the road.
Yeah. But that was the only place, and somehow I felt like that was totally fine. One time I did feel, my first experience stealing was with my girlfriends. We were like maybe 14, 15 at the beach. And there's like a little, it was called like Mother's Ice Cream, which now is kind of a weird title. But
Mother's.
Anyway, we were in there like just looking around. It's like a little sweet shop. And this is, I felt really bad about this. They had a little plate of chocolate dipped strawberries on the counter, but like big ones that were like $2 each or something. Oh, but you know, normally like things like that might be samples, but sometimes they're not. They're just showing you.
Yes.
And so I don't know how, I think the old lady went into the back room and we just all looked at each other and we each grabbed a strawberry and just ran for our lives.
Wow.
And it was really fun, but I felt, I have that Catholic guilt. So I felt like really bad for a long time after that. But as far as shoplifting goes, like morally, is it ever okay? And is there a line sometimes where it is okay to steal from someplace, but not another place? Like, do you guys think like whether or not we do it, it's like,
I stopped. I feel like I've stopped because I also am just like, but I've stopped for selfish reasons. Like, I do not think it's wrong to steal from like CVS. I really don't.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. And not like, I'm not talking about
you're the reason why I have to go
amounts.
To the counter to get the razors out. Like, you're the reason that it takes me 15 more minutes.
I just feel like huge companies like that, unless they're like, no, like it's real, like people, like I felt, okay, I went to Smart and Final.
Okay.
And it was like, you know, this like young teen, they caught him shoplifting and he was shoplifting like Tide pods, like a bunch of them or
that
something like that.
That stuff is so expensive.
Exactly. It's so expensive. So I'm like, let him go. And like the people that were working there were all like, we got him. And I'm like, let him go. Like,
you said
like,
that to them?
No. I'm like, no, I got in my car. And I was shaking in my car.
Because your pockets were full.
No, but it was a thing. where like they already like got him. And then it was like, and I was like already leaving and I just was kind of like, oh, come on. I mean, like, I didn't do anything, like, but I just was like, I was like, come on. But it's just like, why are you so proud? So now this like teenager is going to get arrested. He's clearly stealing out of necessity. Like, who are you protecting? The fucking guy who's at the CEO of Smart and Final? Like,
it's a slippery slope, it's, I guess.
And by the way, I'm not stealing for necessity. I'm stealing for sport.
Yeah.
And again, like, it's full privilege that I can just do that and like people and be like, I'm probably gonna get away with it because I'm like a white lady with my purse, like, oh
yeah,
you know
yeah,
what
yeah.
I mean, like, and
you're a good actor
and I'm an incredible actor as is starting to, you know, show in the credits I'm building. But so is it right or wrong? So okay, here's another place that I have stolen.
What?
The Big W, Whole Foods. And for me, I spend money at Whole Foods. I don't go. It's not my go-to spot, but I truly feel like I'm entitled to a freebie.
Yes.
Which, by the way, is, I understand, crazy. But so, for example, I wanted this ceremonial grade matcha, which is like $45 for a little tin.
Mm. Okay.
And I was like, I'm getting the matcha.
Wow.
And I ain't paid for it.
So where'd you put it?
Okay, so here's the topic. So here's what I did. Because, and this is when it is kind of compulsive. This, and by the way, this is years ago.
Yeah.
But I had my whole plan. So what I did is I went into the aisle. So I had my cart and I had my purse and I opened my purse. So it was a wide brim, like a basket, uh-huh. really big. And I set that down into the cart.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the tees, right? And you know, they have like the boxes of tea that are like $5. I throw in a box and I'm absentmindedly, right? So I'm looking at the teas. Yeah. I absentmindedly throw a box into the cart, intentionally missing my purse.
Okay.
And then I grab the $45 tin and I, in the same gesture, absentmindedly toss it into my cart. As I'm tossing into a cart, I aim for the purse and I nail the purse.
Did you practice this?
No.
At home?
So this is
so I continue
all,
looking.
So huh. this is all for video footage evidence.
Yes,
so
yes.
that you so that when they go through it, they a jury of your peers will not be able to tell.
Yeah. I go out and they go, ma'am, you stole. I did no such. There's some mistake. They play it back. Oh, look. Yeah, she just tossed it in. It happened.
Yeah.
So I tossed it in. My heart is beating through my chest. Literally moments later, a security guard walks down the aisle.
Oh.
My heart's on, my stomach drops. I just keep looking around. I decide, hey, what the hell? I toss in another paper box just to continue the gesture.
Yeah.
Look around. Okay. So then I start to panic and I, because I have the matcha in my purse. So I abandon my cart.
Oh my God.
I abandon my cart and I go into the parking lot. I get in my car, I take the matcha out of my purse and I put it in my glove compartment and then I go back into the market, which is crazy because I'm returning to the scene of the crime. But I wanted to do utmost.
That is a crazy, you went back to your cart. You went out to your car and then back to your cart.
And I planted the matcha in my car. So I decided to stop doing this because A, it's like, I'm going to get caught. B, it's like, what is this an expression of?
Mm-hmm.
Like hostility? Like what is this?
Right.
And also, I do get a little bit like, okay, well, do I really want to like put that into the world, like stealing? Or, you know, but purely from a total like ego place of like,
well, then like the universe will punish me.
Right. You know what I mean? Like it's just magical thinking. I don't have a problem with stealing from a major corporation like that. I really don't. Particularly when they're
fucking corrupt, man.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't, but...
And they charge too much.
Like I try to always support small businesses. Like, I try not, you know, but yeah, so steal a little bit from Whole Foods.
Wow.
It's fine.
I do see, I don't know if it's right, but I do agree that it's not that bad to steal from a big corporation because I don't actively steal because I am scared.
Yes, totally.
And also it just doesn't occur to me that much.
Good for you.
But if I ever get a freebie where like something's in my cart that I forget about or I steal on accident, I'm not returning that.
Yeah.
I feel like that is, you're entitled to take those freebies where you can get them because as the individual, it really is like you're up against Goliath every single day, like having to interact with these large corporations.
People get freebies all the time. When you're rich, you're just a walking freebie.
Yeah.
Like people just get free makeup. You're J-Law, you get free makeup sent to you.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know...
We're entitled to take our own...
Yes, we're entitled...
J-Law tax.
Yeah.
I also feel like when I was younger, I would get free stuff more. Because, like, I'd go to Taco Bell and, like, I'd flirt with the guy and he'd give me, like, a free chalupa.
Ooh.
But as women know, that stops as
you
get older.
I know, that goes away, hun.
It goes away.
But I don't know. You haven't been to Taco Bell in a while.
Watch when I'm 60, I'll be stealing up a storm.
You know what? Maybe that's what I'll do. I'm going to wait till I get... older,
but then also the risk goes up because
then you have
really
children maybe
in.
And then like your children have to bail you out and they're humiliated.
Well, you've got achy bones and you're waiting and holding and like it gets
you
worse.
Can't
yeah,
that's thrilling though. I mean, I have that guilt as well that Amanda has, and
we're both Catholic.
Yeah. Mm. Just thinking about
Jew, so no problem.
So I've been places where I've gone, like, it would be so easy to steal something right here.
And by the way, sometimes if I have a freebie, I go, oh, you didn't ring this up. Like, it's not like I'm always taking the freebie.
No, but you know what? I honestly look up to you in that way.
I do, too. I'm impressed. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but I'm truly impressed.
I think it's wrong, but I'm impressed, and I wish I could do it as well.
Yeah. Well, I don't do it anymore.
Which if you did, you, no one would fault you for it.
Yeah.
She's already taken something from my house. I know.
I know. You've been eyeing a lot of things. I don't steal from
friends. I don't steal from family. I just steal from corporations.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, should we move on to the big one?
Also, I have to pee.
Oh, yeah. We can take a little break.
I love that we can do that.
Yeah. It's not live.
We can edit it out.
So cozy. Is it raining? Yes,
I think it is. I know, it's so nice. I'm actually realizing I might need a little snack. Does anyone want a trail mix?
What was that?
Are we good with trail mix? Because I just realized I haven't eaten yet.
Okay.
Me neither. I had some bliss balls I made.
Ooh, what's that? What's a bliss ball?
Hello. You taking a break? I'm the little break demon that lives between the takes. I live to talk, and I talk to live. I have no real body, no corporeal body. I live in the sound waves. And
hey, get out of here!
Okay.
Okay, so this is a big one today that we got from our Chuck Klosterman deck. I forget what it's called. It's a fun little card game you can play with friends.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called either.
So this is called The Meteor, and it's a little bit of a mouthful, so get ready to pay attention.
Okay.
Okay, let me swallow.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Earth is about to be struck by a mammoth meteor. Though no one knows exactly what will happen, most scientists assume life on Earth will be totally altered and potentially eliminated. Everyone on the planet is freaking out. Suddenly, you receive a bizarre email. The government demands that you must fly to Washington, D.C. immediately by order of the president. The email message includes a first-class plane ticket. Once you arrive at Dulles Airport, military police confiscate your cell phone and wordlessly transport you to a secret hangar that houses 10 massive space shuttles. You are escorted onto one of the ships. Not counting the crew, there are 24 equally confused people waiting on board. You recognize a few of these people instantly. Bill Gates, the musician Prince, this is set back in the day, and Oprah Winfrey. When the individuals you don't recognize begin talking and interacting with one another, it becomes clear that all of them are brilliant scientists, consequential artists, or extremely wealthy political figures. The ship's captain informs all of the passengers that the space shuttle will be leaving Earth in 2 hours. He does not say where it's going, although he does insist that anyone who wants to remain on Earth is free to stay behind. You are 90% certain you've been selected for this trip by mistake. Do you remain on board? And, if you do, how will you explain your presence to the other 24 passengers? You have no idea if admitting your true identity will disqualify you from traveling.
Well, there's the script, honey. I said, let's get to work, folks. We could sell that to Universal yesterday.
So this is a big one that we've had in the back of our minds for a while, but we haven't done it yet. So I'm excited to talk about this.
Well, okay, first thing, obviously, I'm sure all of you thought about this, but your loved ones, your life... For me, it's easy. I would never go.
Really?
There's no way. I really think that I would be.
You've got new loved ones. I mean,
I've got Oprah's new loved ones on the ship.
Oprah's going to be like your mom now.
I don't care about Oprah the way other people do. I love Oprah and I admire her, But I'm not like,
wow, good save, Kate.
I know. Okay, quick cut. But there's some like Oprah worship I don't really relate to.
Okay, who do you worship?
This is sad. I don't know.
You don't have like a mentor or
I
a
love
hero.
Oprah, by the way. I just want to say for the record.
Yeah, well, it doesn't sound like
but
you
like,
do.
Oprah is not my mom.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And Oprah's not my best friend.
Sure.
Or my boyfriend. Like, I can't have...
Oprah's not my boyfriend.
Oprah is not my boyfriend.
Okay, so...
But do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I'm so... Okay, I'm really trying to put myself there.
Yes, you're in a hangar. Okay, let's create the scene. Let's
create chaos.
Okay. No, it's chaos. So
I think because I off the bat because sometimes we'll go around and say off the bat what we're thinking. Off the bat, I'm kind of in Kate's boat where I'm like, I wouldn't want to leave my family behind, even if we were like gonna all die. I might want to just die with them.
Yeah,
that's how I am right now. But let's flush out. Flush out. Like our life, and maybe we have a life that's not as great as our real lives in this scenario.
Okay, well, that's a huge factor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, if you have a shit life, then you're like, let's get out of here.
Yeah, I'd find a way.
Maria always finds the loophole. It's really irritating.
No,
actually.
Because here's the thing. My personality doesn't, like, we're just talking about authority. My personality leaves a lot of room for I'll weasel my way in. In some way to get what I want. And it's just, that's who I am.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's your plan?
To get, like, a couple people that I care about to the hangar.
No. I'm not allowing it.
No, because that's so easy.
Then
if
any
you
of these...
People, yeah, if you could have loved ones on the hangar, you'd be like, let's get out
How
of here.
How about this? To make this... Or we can get to this later. If it's so apparent... Because the question isn't that you're leaving everyone behind... It's more that you're in a room full of people that are going to give something to a new society that's going to be built.
Yeah, yes. So leaving that aside, the idea of like, well, I would want to like die with my family. Very noble. But just like, I kind of have an idea that Kate isn't, because of your shoplifting habit, that you might not, it might not bother you that you weren't intended to be on this space shuttle, that you might feel an entitlement to that. Like,
no, yeah. See, for me, it's not about the, oh, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm in someone's place. For me, it's just like, I don't want to. Okay, well, this also brings up for me, and I actually have a huge topic. Okay, but.
Yeah.
So, like, end of days preparation, right? This idea of, like, the world's going up in flames. I'm going to, you know, like, extreme, like, extra, like I'm talking extravagant wealthy people who, like, buy compounds, right? And stock it with food and water and, like, I think that's morally corrupt.
100%. Really? To have like a little bunker for yourself?
I'm not talking about like in your house, like having supplies and whatever. I'm talking about like securing, like buying land, securing a bunker. I think that is absolutely morally bankrupt. Because and then this gets into a bigger issue, which I think about all the time, is that I think hoarding extreme wealth is morally bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
I truly think there should be a cap to how much money an individual can have.
That's interesting.
Because making a ton of money is not morally corrupt. But choosing to retain wealth, and I'm talking about extravagant wealth, I think is evil. Truly evil.
I mean, it is insane when you look at these people who are so rich. And I mean, they have like there's no need to be that rich.
Lot of those, like Bill Gates gives so much to charity.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, like, yeah, I think someone like him maybe does it correctly.
To me, it's still not enough, truly.
Really?
Yeah. I think that if you have, I think you should give away your money. Like if you have that much, I don't think, by the way, I can't speak to Bill Gates. I don't know. I know that he does like a lot of like philanthropic work and
Microsoft.
Whatever. Like, yeah.
Oh, wait, no, I love him.
No, but that idea of like the multi-billionaire who has secured a bunker and it's like, you're out of your mind. There are people suffering outside your door
and they're
right
thinking
now.
Like, I need to live no matter what happens.
Yes, my survival, me, it's like, it's so disgusting to me. Like if the world's ending, like die. Like, wow. End.
Right.
Like, you know, like, what are you...
But they think they're entitled to be the last man standing no matter what,
because they're rich.
Exactly.
And it's interesting on the space shuttle. So it's all these people who in some way have been deemed, you know, they're almost like worth more. Their lives are worth more because of what they can contribute to what we're assuming is starting a new society. Maybe on
it doesn't,
Mars.
It doesn't even have to be, it can be like Bill Gates and all those people. But then it can also be like Malala or, you know, like some, like,
yeah, for sure. If Malala's there, I'm definitely but not it can going. Be,
I know.
She made a remark to me at a luncheon once that was below the belt.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's like the greatest architect. I mean, it's not just celebrities. No, right. it's people who are the best at what they do.
Go do it. It's like, I don't want to be a part of that. I truly don't want to be part of that.
Like you could contribute in a way to start a new society, or if you,
I don't want to start a new society.
Why?
I don't want to be in like a select group of people who are like, we're now going to create our own, because I think it's like, it's impossible for me to separate that project from just like, it just seems like so gross to me to be like, all these other people, like, they're just going to burn alive. But, like, we're the real, like, we're the important ones. Like, I understand, like, people are, space travel, creating, like, we need to explore those things, right? People need to, like, look and see, like, are there other places we can live? Mm-hmm. And, but, like, do that, but I don't want anything to do with it.
So do you guys think that someone who is so good at what they do, a genius, contributing to society, does their life have more value than, like, any of our lives?
Right.
Yes.
You think they do?
Yeah. Does it have more value to the community of Earth?
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's like, there's someone sitting next to you and they're going to cure cancer, right?
They're of more value than, like, me who's playing games on my iPhone and watching, you know, American Idol on ABC. No, it used to be on Fox. Yeah,
8 p.m.
That's right, Kate.
Yeah. Just guessed. Certainly not seven. So. That's interesting.
Just think of it this way. So what if Mozart had been...
Who? Just kidding.
He created Microsoft.
Oh, yeah.
And what if Mozart had been killed as a young boy by a madman?
Here I go crying. Okay. By a madman?
By a madman.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We would never have any Mozart music, right? Would that be... Now, I know we wouldn't know that we don't have it, but wouldn't a life without music like that be a lesser life to all of us?
Well, that's the thing, is some people contribute to society on a large scale.
But it's something that contributes in a way that is so good, and it creates such a cult, like it becomes such a part of being a human that life is definitely more important than as my life is right now. 100%. Mozart should go up into that space shuttle and I shouldn't. And I'm very aware of that.
Interesting. So are
but
you
give me
you
my show.
Out?
Give me a show, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
God forbid.
Like
someone,
a TV show?
Give me a TV show or something. And maybe I can get up there.
You'll be on the ship.
Yeah. Maybe I'll be on the ship.
So, Maria, are you saying you take yourself out of the ship like how Kate wants to do?
No.
You're staying.
I'm like... So if my family and everything's not an option, the meteor's about to hit. Like, if I even... Or it already hit. I don't know. Something where I don't have to worry about that. And it's me staying on Earth and dying alone, or going up with, you know, Mozart. Clooney and Mozart.
So you're staying.
God.
Okay, so what... Do you ask anyone, like, hey, am I supposed to be here? Or
honestly,
no, you keep
in
your
my
mouth
mind,
shut?
I'd probably rationalize it. Like, no, they probably... If
they
everyone...
Love your work.
If everyone else here is here on purpose, then they didn't make one mistake and it just happens to be me. They must have, you know, listened to the big ones.
Yeah.
And why
but
isn't
I'm
a man... Yeah, a man is... Well...
I know, that's rough.
That sucks.
I know it does, but...
I thought they listened to the big ones and they said we could only take one.
Yeah, we'll take the...
prevailed.
Yeah, we'll take the Maria one.
Yeah, it's hard. I feel like I might... Okay, I don't know what I would do. It would be kind of cool to be around all these famous people.
Well, of course. But also, would you really want to? Okay, you're up in the rocket and you look at Earth and it explodes.
Uh-huh, that's like scary.
I don't want to live through that. I don't want
to
be
you don't have to look out the window.
Everything, everyone I love is gone. Everything I've ever known is gone. Like, I don't think that's. Of course, I can imagine. Like, oh, an interesting adventure or something. Right. But yes. Like, no, that's not what I would choose.
You'd want to go down with the ship.
I'd want to just like die in my house with my friends and my family.
I mean, I kind of agree. I really do.
Hell of a party.
But we're taking that out of it. It's not about the friends and the family. So I get that.
You take that away and you don't say you don't really have anyone or they're already dead or whatever.
Then I'm up on the ship.
You're on the ship and you're staying put.
Yeah, the only thing tying me to Earth are my relationships.
But you wouldn't have you wouldn't feel a moral obligation to to tell people that you question why you're there. Because honestly,
I'm sure, well, just knowing myself, I'd be like, what?
I
would give myself away.
I would too. I'd probably be like, and I don't know what I'm doing here, Oprah.
But you would say that, or would you try and, or would you tell yourself, like, no, they chose me because I'm a comedian and they need entertainment?
Right. I can tell myself that all I want.
I probably grossly would. I'd be like, well, they, of course they need me here, guys.
And you guys, we're all kind of comedians. Kate's more of a comedian than Maria and I because you do stand up. I don't know what Maria could do a solo improv show. I don't.
No, I just make people feel okay. Like I'd lighten the mood a lot. You know,
yeah. Right? Yeah, when Bill Gates was
saying,
fun humor.
Yeah, when Bill Gates was saying, like, oh, we, you know, this is horrible. We can't. I'd go, you know what, Bill? All right, everyone, can we just take a break from Bill for a minute? And everyone laugh.
And it would do huge stuff.
Yeah,
it would do major for the group.
Little humor.
All fertile women.
Oh God, see
that? Like that would
terrifying.
Be my concern. Is that they specifically chose us because like we're a little bit funny, but also because we could procreate.
Right. Right.
Yeah, that's what would end up happening for real.
Yeah.
You'd just be pregnant for 10 years.
I know, but with all these famous people's babies, like...
Yeah. Would it be so cool. Wrong to have 10 of Clooney's kids?
10 Cloons.
10 Cloons.
I don't know. If someone asked me what I was doing there, I don't think I would lie and be like, doing? I'm a gymnast. Like,
oh, wait,
I would just
do
be
it.
Like,
let's do
oh,
it.
Let's do
okay,
yeah,
so,
okay.
Kate, me and you are, we're on the ship. Okay. We're celebrities of some sort, and Amanda comes walking up, okay? And let's just, maybe I'm a scientist, and who would you like to be?
I'm a mathematician.
Oh, wow. This is so, your name was Donna?
Mm-hmm.
That is, and I see all your math problems behind you.
I'm just doing some last minute work before we take off, yeah.
Yeah.
And what is it that you do?
I'm a scientist. I work in genetic mutations.
Welcome.
Thank you. And you?
Hi.
Oh, hi. I'm so sorry. I'm so rude.
I'm Amanda.
Oh, hi, Amanda. Hi. What are you doing?
What brings you aboard?
What do I do? I do like a little bit of writing and a little acting, I'm in between things right now.
Okay.
What have you acted in? That I would have seen or
that we may have caught you in.
I mean, I haven't done that much recently, but a couple of years ago I was in New Girl. I had one episode.
Oh my God. Well, that's
off the air though now, right?
There's
one more season.
Reruns.
I'm really focusing. I do a lot of podcasting stuff too, nice. I can do it from home. So
So what do you bring? So they brought you on here
maybe to record.
Do you have your recording equipment? And
no, actually, I don't really know how to do it. My husband does most of the tech stuff. So
So what are you doing here, Amanda?
Yeah, if I may.
I can do the splits. Or I used to be able to.
Oh, no.
Are you fertile?
Honestly, I don't know.
No, me neither.
It's not like I'm 18.
Yeah.
I'm 31. I could very well not be fertile.
Sad not being able to. Why are you here and just
I've done a few guest stars.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I could say I feel like I'm a good listener. Oh. Well, like, these famous people need best friends.
They just need listeners, actually.
Yeah. Kate, would you like to do you? Would you like to defend yourself in this situation?
See, I don't even want to defend myself in a mock version.
Oh, my God.
It's making you mad.
Well,
I want to. Because I know there's no need for me on the ship.
Yeah, well, yeah, but you could still defend yourself and go, you know, like, well, do me. Do, so you guys...
Okay, I want to be Jennifer Lawrence.
Okay, good luck.
I'm going to be a mathematician again.
Donna again?
Yeah, yeah. Donna. Sorry, I'm just finishing up this problem.
Oh, what's the deal with this ship? All these windows, am I right?
You're so easy to relate to.
I know. God. Oh, sorry. My pants are too small.
You're gorgeous. Oh, hello.
Hey, oh, what's, what are you? Wow, what are you famous for?
My name's Maria. I don't know. I've done. I do some comedy, some acting. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, you and I know you. Obviously, you're Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah,
and
I'm Jennifer Lawrence.
Are, Donna.
Donna, cool. And you've got a lot of math problems around you.
Like, I'm sorry, I'm just finishing up some of the work.
So she's a genius. I'm a famous actress. Mm. What's your deal?
Yeah, what do you contribute?
Honestly, I think I'm here to lighten the mood.
Really?
Yeah, because Jayla, you can try all you want, but you. Yeah.
I'm literally America's sweetheart.
No, yeah, Jayla, she's here to lighten the mood.
I'm here to lighten the mood.
No, you're not here to lighten the mood. You're here to do a lot of things, and you do them well, but I'm here to lighten the mood.
Hey, guys, why don't we? Should we all get together and sing Kumbaya?
No,
you guys,
no, yeah. No. Oh, see, that's you're looking at it from a negative perspective, and that's not lightening the mood. What you've got to do is just give little digs to certain people, like say something. Just say, Donna, say something.
I can't find my notebook.
Donna can't find her notebook. What? Damn it.
Oh, no. We got it. We've got a rogue. Yeah, yeah. Rogue on the
ship. Sorry, Ed. We've got someone here who shouldn't be here.
Hi, I'm Ed Westwick. Wait, isn't that what his name is?
Ed Westwick?
Who's that again? Who's the guy from Gossip Girl? I don't know.
He's like a rapist.
Is he?
Yeah, he's been.
Are you fertile?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Ed, this girl Maria's gone rogue. I left. Yeah. I had to leave my poodle off the ship. Honey. Can we swap them out?
Jennifer, why are you ratting me out like that?
I'm not ratting you out. It's just everyone here has something to contribute.
What are you contributing to? You're an actor. There's not going to be no movies.
I'm beautiful. I'm down to earth. I'm relatable. And I'm such a good actress. Yeah. I'm so in tune emotionally with what's going on.
And she's only 24.
I think
she's older than that.
I'm
now.
26.
Donna, she's older than
that. No, I
gotta
be 28.
Oh, honey, you're in for a rude awakening.
Are you kidding? She's only 26? No.
I think she's 26.
Oh, okay.
Here come the phones. and who else is up here? Taylor Swift. Good to see you. Jack Nicholson.
Mm.
Okay. How old is she?
She's 27. Born in 1990.
Wild.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think I would not. I don't think I would lie because I honestly couldn't back it up with anything.
Well, I feel horrible up there. When Jayla and Donna the mathematician started questioning me, I'd start feeling horrible about myself.
And then who wants to live? Excuse me. Who wants to live like that?
Because I'd go, but then I'd start getting defensive towards Jennifer. I'd go, you know what? Not everyone had the opportunities you had. Mm. You really, you know, it takes one movie to really get you going. And my God, who knows what situation I could have been in if I would have been 10% prettier and 20% more relatable.
We'll have to look at closer at those numbers, but.
I think I'm gonna go on the ship and I'm gonna earn my place on the ship.
I really think we could mock this up for an outline.
Yeah,
you think
it's all there?
Big summer comedy, folks.
It's all there. It really
is. All there.
Schumer,
Goldie Hawn.
Hawn. This summer, Schumer, Hawn, Faye.
Oh, wow.
Who's who? You guys decide.
Tina Fey's playing your part, Donna. The scientist.
Amy Schumer's playing Jennifer Lawrence. And Goldie Hawn's playing me, Maria. I'm Maria.
I see it.
It is interesting because I don't necessarily feel like people just because someone's like a famous mathematician is any better than me.
No.
It's not that they're better than you as a person. It's about do they contribute more to society? Are they more... Will they contribute more because of their track record to a new society that's being built?
Yes. And I guess that math is important. But I also feel like they should be taking, in addition to all these people who can contribute, they should take another plane or spaceship full of just people like us, like normal people.
Of course.
Because someone needs to reap the benefits.
But we aren't even normal people. We're the people that wouldn't, the normal people are like the hard workers.
Oh, like they need a plumber. They need a...
We're the people that get left behind. 100% we're the people that should die first.
I mean, this goes back to, what we were talking about in the episode where we were on a desert island, but only one of us could survive. It was like, who contributes the most to society? And we couldn't figure it out. I need an applicable skill is what I'm going to try and do this afternoon is figure one of those out.
Well, I'm very into, you know, I'm very sedentary.
Yeah.
And I don't know a lot about the wilderness and that sort of stuff.
That's how I feel.
And I feel like I need to take a course that where I can get the basics so that if ever I was put out into the middle of nowhere and I had to fend for myself, that I wouldn't just be dead. Do you know?
I want to learn about herbalism.
Ooh, what is that?
What's that?
Like just kind of what plants are, what plants you can eat.
Oh, you don't want to end up like the Into the Wild plants. Guy.
Exactly.
What happened to him?
And I just wanted...
He ate a berry and he went bye-bye.
He ate a bad berry.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Bad way to go.
We've all had a bad berry.
You don't want to die from a bad berry.
Oh, God. That's horrible. Yeah. I agree. I'd like to learn more about plants and like how to start a fire.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
We can go on one of those... You know what we should do? We should get a group of people together and go on one of those adventure things where you have to like live off the land for a week.
A whole week?
I don't know if it's a whole week or not.
Kind of like a three-night seminar.
No, I'm sure that's... Okay, yeah, maybe it is 3 nights. But it's like you have a leader and they teach you how to live off the land completely.
I just feel like it's a lost cause, honestly. Like, even if I had baseline knowledge of plants and, you know, survival techniques, like, it's not going to be long before something gets me.
That's how I feel. That's why I'm kind of like, just die with your people. Like,
so, Kate, you think that you... In the meteor's coming, and you really, you don't think there should be people shouldn't want to protect themselves if they're like, okay, if you're a rich person and the meteor's coming and you have the means to do that, you have the means to protect yourself in some way, you feel that selfish?
Well, no, if the meteor's coming and you have your bunker already built, enjoy living in your bunker because it's already built.
She's just saying funneling millions of dollars right now when there's people sleeping on the street and starving, that when that money could be used to better people's lives here on Earth, like, of and course. Not just like this.
Transform whole systems. Yeah. But instead you're choosing to hoard wealth. It's, it's despicable.
I've never honestly thought about that before, and it is really disgusting.
I read this article in The New Yorker, not to brag, I subscribe.
Yeah, this is the second time you've said The New Yorker.
And, The New Yorker is such an anchor for me.
Sure, sure, sure.
And, but there was an article, again, in The New Yorker. I was reading on a plane to go across the country for work. And, but it was talking about all these, like, Silicon Valley, like, pieces of shit who spend so much money for, like, this disaster prep. That is so, it's like...
What do they do? What are they buying?
They're buying land. They're buying whole systems of, like, water systems so they can have water themselves and their families.
And meanwhile, like, people are thirsty.
Whole cities, world. Like Flint. Like, whole cities have, like, horrifying water issues. Yeah. And you're using your wealth to only benefit yourself.
Yeah.
And in case the world ends. Yeah. And it's like, it's so crazy. And they were talking about, okay, this is what got me really crazy. Mm-hmm. There's some dome, I forget where it is, but it's these
Epcot.
Incredibly expensive, like, lofts that you can buy. If you're extremely wealthy person. It costs something like $1.5 million a year to maintain, like, membership or something. And what it is that, okay, if the world's ending, and again, it's also hypothetical, like, no one knows what this looks like. It's just, like, pure, you know, illusion of, like, control. But this part of the membership is that a helicopter will fly to you and pick you up and take you to this, like, bunker. And people design the interiors. And, like, this one woman, of course, there are no windows, but there are, like, fake windows where have screens and you can have whatever you want on the screen.
Oh my God, that really
and
exists?
And she wanted the screen to replicate her, like, Upper West Side New York apartment.
Oh my God.
And, like, having, like, taxi sounds and, like, that's, like, what she wanted. So it's, like, so she's paying you know.
So she doesn't, and you don't go to that until something happens?
I guess it's gotta be a scam. This bunker cannot exist. These rich people are just being scammed. Actually, we should invent that scam and take that money and give it back to communities that need it.
Yeah.
I have a quick question going back to this specific moral dilemma. Say we are, like, people who contribute to society, like a mathematician, architect, the doctor, and then you get the call, you get the email from the government saying, here's your first class ticket, the comet's gonna hit, we need you aboard this space shuttle.
Like how the first class ticket is part of the it's coach. I can't go coach. It's the
I mean, honestly, that does it for me.
I mean, I guess like that's the big thing, like doctor, right? Like that's the big thing of like,
but what makes you a better doctor than another doctor?
But not even that. It's more just like, if you know you could contribute, are you obligated to go?
Amanda almost
I have a little nut
but
in my
But also, it's like, it's all so hypothetical. It's like contribute. I mean, obviously, this is a hypothetical. But yeah. I mean, I guess if you're a doctor,
if you're crazy enough to become a doctor,
yep.
Then you have to go fix people on the ship.
Yeah, I mean, or do you stay on Earth and say, like, I'm going to be here just in case there's some survivors after this comet hits?
I mean, that's what I would do.
And you as a doctor, Kate, you're very noble.
Can you imagine? How are you? How are you feeling? Okay, I don't like that.
Let me check your pulse.
Yeah.
Let me get my supplies.
I'm going to start telling people I'm a doctor.
You should.
I can see that.
I'm a doctor. Internal medicine, but I kind of specialize in cardiac health.
You should say that when you get caught stealing. Yeah. No.
I'm a doctor.
I'm
between surgeries on my lunch break. I come to the Grove to relax.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it is an interesting question about whose life that if, you know.
No one's life is more valuable than anyone else's life.
I believe that.
I think innately that is true.
I believe that personally, that soul wise, no, but contribute. But I believe people are better at contributing than other people, or do have more to offer, or are offering more in the present than other people. And So in that way, I believe that people are more valuable.
I believe that. But, well, of course. But I don't think someone deserves to die more than anyone else.
Sure.
That's true.
Sure. Wow. Okay. Yeah, so we're all I'm going
staying.
On the ship and
I'm
you two
stay.
Are staying.
I'm staying.
I'm having a gorgeous dinner party.
I love that.
I hope Amanda's invited.
I know. I've got nothing to do.
It's hard.
Now what we're going to do to close out the show is we just do a Dear Big Ones.
Hi, both. My personal big one is as follows. I have a coworker whose desk sits fairly close to mine, although he's not on my team or department, and our work never overlaps. Our contact is very minimal, and the most we interact is a smile every now and then or a hello in the elevator. All day, he coughs and sneezes extremely loudly in a cartoonishly disgusting way. He loudly coughs up phlegm, and when he eats, he makes extremely gross noises. He also burps all day loudly enough for the whole floor to hear. Now, coughing and sneezing aren't particularly offensive, but I haven't heard another human do it the way he does. It bothers my team members, but my boss, who sits the closest, is particularly disgusted. She wants to tell HR because she thinks it is inappropriate behavior for the workplace, but I don't really think there's any way to report this without being super offensive. What do you think is the proper reaction? Best, Nicole. You have to report that.
Absolutely.
It's unsanitary and it's rude.
What is that guy? I agree, but then what is that? How does the guy respond to that?
Well, can you control your bodily noises to an extent. Like, some people really luxuriate in their sneezes and their phlegm.
Absolutely.
Like, you need to cover that or excuse yourself to the restroom. Maria and I were at a cafe about a couple months ago, and there was a man sitting right next to us who kept doing these big farts. He was literally going this.
No, I forgot about that.
A big fart.
No.
And it's like, he was an elder, but it was at Village Bakery.
Family business.
Yes.
I know.
That's horrifying. And people deserve to be put in their place.
But what about people who sneeze really loud? Are they doing that on purpose? Like, my grandma used to go, ah! And my dad does that too.
Sometimes I do a loud sneeze.
Because it feels good.
Yeah.
But like, what if...
But I'm not doing that, you know, at a restaurant.
I just don't see how you can do all that stuff and not be aware. I am so self-aware of myself.
Well, it's these men. It's these men with their... They think that, you know... They can take up all the space to make all the noise they want.
I know. They can't do it. You got to report that to HR.
It's men. Women that do that, I'm like, power to you. Go for it.
No, if a woman is doing that, I am going, no, it's the same thing.
I've never seen a woman do it. You never see a woman go like, spit a loogie.
You've never seen a woman like sneeze and like, and like not
cover their... No, I've only seen older men do it.
It's only men at airports.
Or young frat boys hucking loogies off of bridges.
Yeah.
You're thinking of Titanic. She's thinking of Leo in Titanic.
Oh, yeah. How could you not?
every day, all day. Report that. If that's no good.
It's uncalled for. And there's something physically wrong with him. If he can't control it, there's something wrong. He needs to be put into a facility.
He's clearly been enabled. For too long.
Yeah. Yes,
someone's got to stop
the
it.
Thing.
People who are like, my bodily functions are for everyone. It's like, no. That's private.
Yeah. And why did that guy get hired in the first place? There's no, if he's doing it that much, in the interview, he must have been doing something like that. So why did he even get hired? That's what I want to know.
I'd call the cops, honestly.
I agree.
Well,
goodbye.
This has been
not to you, to him.
Goodbye,
but also,
sir.
We are going to say goodbye.
No,
Kate, do you have anything coming out that you want to plug? This comes out next Thursday.
I'm not seeing anything on the horizon, folks. But if you live in Los Angeles, if you live in Los Angeles, I do stand up. KateBurlant.com. I don't update the site.
I've been to the site. It's very nice.
Oh, thank you. I do have to update the dates. But I do have a show that I do, my show, Communicate, the fourth Wednesday of every month at UCB Franklin.
Great. Oh, Amanda's got her hand over her mouth because she's chewing, but it looks like she's just shocked.
I've been chewing quietly as well.
I hope it's not being picked up, and I apologize if it is.
Can people find you online, Kate?
KateBurlant.com, Twitter, @KateBurlant, Instagram, KateBurlant. Please follow me.
And if you see her in a store, don't call the cops.
Exactly.
She's just, she doesn't do it anymore.
I sure don't.
She doesn't do it anymore.
And you can reach us at The Big Ones Pod on Twitter, and then on Gmail at thebigonespodcast@gmail.com. And we've got a Patreon page.
Ooh.
Yep.
Check it out. What are we at right now?
I think we're at like 208 a month.
Thanks, guys. Thanks everyone who's subscribed to that.
I had to cancel a Patreon recently that I was supporting.
Why?
I was supporting someone, kind of knee-jerk support, and then I was like...
No. Yeah, we'll get a lot of that. Within a month, I think a lot of people are going to be... taking back those donations.
But we're putting out content.
Yeah, we are.
Well, no, exactly. This was just, I was like, what am I doing?
Okay. Yeah, we
well,
are putting
out. Don't say that. We need the cash.
And
not to you, to my previous Patreon.
But some are worth it.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I fund other Patreons.
And we've got merchandise now, too. And if you sign up to the Patreon page, you get a 10% discount. I mean.
Oh, well, that's mage.
That's major. So thanks, guys. And Kate, thank you so much.
You guys are the best. Thank you for having me.
This was a great conversation. I really enjoyed it.
Well,
thanks for listening.
Oh, we all say this together at the end. So we'll say thanks for listening to The Big Ones. You can join in if you want.
Okay.
Thanks so much for listening to
The Big Ones.
Earios. Powered by Acast.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time.
That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.